snitch on your neighbors, don't disagree with your government. I don't know how much more China we can get than
that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's freaking whack.
It doesn't make any sense.
It is freaking whack.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can I get a little bit of that common sense?
We're American, man.
That is not okay.
You can't do that in America. Are you not ready for this?
I mean, I'm kind of ready. I just feel like there's really nothing else to talk about except for how crazy everyone is with this virus.
Everybody has gone bat crap, you guys.
Everyone is out of their mind.
Like, people who I didn't think would go bat crap have gone bat crap. People who I didn't think would be like, oh, you want me to give up all my rights? Let me roll over, Big Daddy. Let me give you all my rights.
It's terrifying.
They're
how
doing it.
Willing people are to just be told what to do, mm-hmm. and they just do it.
Yeah. And I guess I'm one of those people where you start telling me to do things. And for a period of time, I'll be like, yeah, okay. I mean, I'll like do some common sense stuff, and I'll do the things, and I want to be safe, and I want to use common sense. But then you start
doing things like preventing people from buying seeds.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what? And this I'm like, makes no sense.
Are you going to give me some scientific basis for that? Because I'm just going to look at you and go, hell no. Because I don't.
And I mean, so governors of all the states right now they're out of control. Well, some governors are opening up their states back up, and then we've got the governor Whitmer in Michigan who has decided that, listen, if you want your abortion, go get it. If you want your lottery ticket, go get it. If you want to plant vegetables in your own backyard, forget it.
You can't do that.
Because somehow that's going to spread the virus.
You know the thing.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And that's why people are mad. That's why people are protesting.
But on a side note, she delivers things in a way where people are like, oh, she knows what's best for me because she looks like she's been in a pageant. You know? So when
pageant-y.
She delivers the messaging, she is. She looks sort of like that, you know, like she's going to twirl a baton and that's on fire, you know? You know what I mean?
Well,
she's like that
chick.
She's
very calming. You know, she has this very soothing voice, a soothing way of delivering basically a message to you that if you don't do exactly what she's prescribing, then you clearly want people to die.
Yeah.
And this is where we are now.
This is totally where we are, is that if you do say anything against the messaging right now, people will accuse you of that. They're like, well, you do want people to die. What's wrong with you?
You're so irresponsible.
What's wrong with you, Mock?
How dare you suggest that our constitutional rights are somehow still in effect when there's a pandemic?
Yeah, and somebody in my family yesterday, I was going kind of back and forth, and she's in the healthcare industry, and she actually said the word. She's like, I just think it's really selfish for people to gather in large groups. I mean, they just can't do that right now.
They don't have the right to.
They don't have the right. Those are the exact words. They don't have the right to do that right now. And I was like, well, they kind of do.
Actually, that's
because
exactly what they have the
right
to do.
There's this thing called the right to assemble, and it's in the U.S. Constitution. And
which doesn't just go on pause there's a pandemic.
It's not like the founders put in the Constitution. So there's this right to assemble unless the media and the government says to everybody, you know, unless there's like this coronavirus thing, and then all this just is for crap, where it just goes out the window. That's not what they said. And listen, we can all use common sense. I think common sense is a good thing. We talk about common sense all the time. I think it's fantastic. But right now, there's just a whole lot of fear and freaking out about a virus that we don't know everything about. That's the most important thing. We're trying to gather data. We're still trying to do testing, which we're not doing enough of. We're still trying to learn about this animal, right? We don't know anything about it. So we need to learn about it.
And now apparently you can't even have these kinds of conversations without getting into some sort of trouble. As we learned, because there's a morning talk show radio program in Idaho, and the co-hosts of that show disagreed with their management about how to talk about the virus. Mm-hmm. And this is like a news talk show. It's a political talk show. And the station as a whole, apparently the management or the program director or whatever, you know, is pro all of these stay at home, restrictions, all of these things. And that is the tone that they wanted their talk radio hosts to carry into their programs. Yeah. Well, these two hosts were like, we would like to be able to question that. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because people all over the country are questioning that with protests.
And there's this thing called the First Amendment.
Yeah.
And they should be able to say what they think, right? But apparently not.
So they had this butting of the heads with their program director and ended up resigning because they couldn't come to an agreement about the fact that they should be able to state their opinion in a commentary news talk show. They should be able to say, here's what we think about it.
Yeah.
And the program director was like, no, that's super irresponsible. You're encouraging people to defy these orders. Well, there's a reason that people are protesting, and when orders don't make sense, when they're not backed up by any kind of science, people have the right to question them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the going outside stuff. You know, you see people now that are being arrested, that are being cited, that are getting fined for being outside. Why can't I be outside? Why can't I be outside with my family? Are you going to back that up with some sort of scientific data? And, you know, and furthermore, it's America, man. If I want to go outside, I'm going to go outside. Why can't I just be outside? I feel like that from a health perspective, it makes a lot more sense to be outside in the open air than it does to be in an enclosed space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of this is just bogus, and a lot of it is just an overreach and overstepping. And when you give people power, you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, then they're going to take 2 miles, and they're going to take 5 miles. This is just human nature, man. It's just human nature. And I think a lot of people forget that these people, like in government, there are employees. We pay them. There are employees. We are the employers. I think so many people forget that.
Yeah.
They really forget that.
I think everybody on a whole was ready to comply and ready to try to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And, oh, okay, we're trying to flatten the curve and prevent, like, absolute chaos from happening in our hospitals. I'm down. I was totally down to clown.
Absolutely.
When this first started, because it made sense.
And I still am. I still am down to clown when it comes to washing my hands. And I'll wear a mask if I have to in certain places. You know, social distance in certain situations. It's probably not smart to be in giant groups of people, maybe not right now, but, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we probably have to start loosening that up a little bit, right? But, I mean, it's smart to be smart. But at some point, we have to not be crazy.
Well,
right?
And if the guidelines don't make sense, if they're constantly changing. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if we've got a Surgeon General who at the very beginning of this is like, everybody needs to stop buying masks. This is crazy. Masks don't do any good. And then
you're taking them away from healthcare workers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then 4 weeks later is like, here's how to make a mask out of a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys aren't all wearing these.
Yeah. It's confusing to people.
Yeah. Of course it's confusing.
Yeah.
And of course it's going to lead people to ask questions. And rightfully so. This is America. This is what we do. We're supposed to ask questions about this kind
of stuff. And now you have people like, you know, Facebook, that is, if you do say, okay, well, you know, we're gonna have a protest like at the State House this Saturday, say, you know, like, say Mock and I decided to do that, which we're not gonna do that because I'm too lazy to have a protest on a Saturday. But say
that sounds like a lot of work.
It sounds like a lot of work to do that on a Saturday. I'd rather just sit in my jammies because we go to work every day. But say we wanted to protest on a Saturday, and, you know, we said we were going to do that against some of these governor's orders or whatnot, say in Indianapolis, and they did. They had a protest last Saturday here in Indianapolis, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty well attended, from what I could see.
Yeah, exactly. And you put that out on Facebook. Well, now Mark Zuckerberg, who is from the planet Gleeborg 9,
this is well established.
I mean, if you don't know that, look it up. Right. I feel like that's data.
It's going to just lead to our website.
I feel like that's great. Go to chicksontheright.com. But he's from the planet Gleeborg 9. Now he's like, well, listen, you know, you can't do that because it's against government orders. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of like China.
Yeah.
That's a little bit weird.
This is when it got really scary.
What the hell is that? Like, what? So now Mark Zuckerberg is squelching people's First Amendment rights on Facebook because they dare to like exercise their First Amendment rights. And I thought he was the guy that was like, listen, First Amendment is cool.
Well, only if it helps make him money.
Oh, yeah.
He's fine with the First Amendment and political advertising because that makes him money.
Mm.
The second there's something like this where it doesn't help him in any way, and in fact, it goes against personal values of his,
yeah,
it's forbidden.
Yeah, okay.
It's that. Insane. Now, and everybody should be really kind of worried about that, because it if you extrapolate his reasoning, then you can't protest anything.
I have a question, just side note. I mean, I just side note, because this is just a Mock and Daisy thing.
Yeah.
Who fed whom a goat?
Was it
Mark Zuckerberg?
Jack Dorsey?
Was it Jack Dorsey feeding Mark Zuckerberg a goat? Or was it Mark Zuckerberg feeding Jack Dorsey a goat? I kind of feel like it was Zuckerberg feeding Dorsey the goat.
I think that makes more sense.
I think it makes more sense because he's from Gleeborg 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they
one
do
of,
there.
You guys, he like had, I think he had Dorsey over for dinner one night, and he just happened to have a goat like in his backyard, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill this goat and feed you this goat.
And Dorsey is a vegetarian or vegan or something,
yeah,
right?
And that's why it grossed him out. Not so much because, you know, he had a goat in his backyard and he's like killing the goat and like feeding it to him, but because he's like, dude, I'm vegan and I'm gonna go do some like meditation and prayer now to like, you know, feel remorse for the fact that you killed this goat. These are the people we're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's all. I just had to interject with
that. But to get back to how this is scary and how it actually matters way beyond.
Besides the fact that he kills goats and feeds them for people for dinner.
That he does that.
With his dinner guests.
If he's actually saying, no, you can no longer organize social protests against government overreach because it defies orders and guidances right now, then that also extends, it has to, if the logic is there, it has to extend to any protest about any law whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and we talked about this on our regular radio show, abortion is legal, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
So does that mean that now, no longer, ever again, can any pro-life person organize a pro-life protest? Are you not allowed to do that because abortions are legal? Therefore,
and the government says, hey, everybody should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you're encouraging people to not get abortions, in other words, you're encouraging them to do something that doesn't coincide with law.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean Facebook doesn't let you do that either now?
Yeah.
Because that's how much sense this makes.
This is the path that he's creating. This is what he's doing now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got crazy people like Mayor de Blasio from New York City, who is literally saying out loud and providing text platforms and ways for people to submit photos of their neighbors breaking social distancing rules.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actively saying, listen, if you see somebody that's gathering in a group, you send a picture of that and we'll immediately take care of the problem.
Like see something, say something, only, you know, basically like snitch on your neighbor. Meanwhile, this is the same mayor who's like, hey, let's let all the criminals out because we don't want them getting coronavirus. We can't have them getting sick, you guys. Let's let all the criminals out. But then we're going to have your neighbor tattle on you if there's like, you know, if they think you're doing something wrong, and we'll arrest you.
Yeah.
For being a criminal, for doing something criminal. And I'm doing that in air quotes in the time of coronavirus. It's freaking whack.
It doesn't make any sense.
It is freaking whack. Like we've hit this point and people are okay with this. This is what bothers me the most. It's not so much the virus as it is the people sitting back and being like, yeah, it's totally okay. And if you're not okay with it, you want people to die.
Right. I mean,
you're a terrible person. And I'm okay with it because I'm a benevolent person. I'm okay with it because I'm such a good person and you're not, Mock. You're not, because you're not okay with it. See how good I am?
You know, there,
see how good of a person I am?
You can actually have two ideas coexist at the same time. You can be concerned and hate the fact that this virus exists and it's hurting people legitimately.
Yeah.
It's not like we're denying that.
No.
But you can also recognize that keeping the country closed to the extent that it is and implementing these crazy rules about not buying seeds but also being able to buy lottery tickets doesn't make sense and it's hurting everyone.
Yeah.
So if we're trying to reduce the number of deaths or at least reduce the number of people that are hurt, all of this matters. All of it.
All of it. Like all encompassing. You can also be a person who is a person of science who wants more testing because you know that if there's more testing, especially of people that could possibly be asymptomatic, if you do more testing across the board, you know that the death rate will plummet. You know it will. And then the powers that be won't be able to scare people as much.
They don't like that.
That's
when people are afraid, then they do what they're told, right?
Exactly. They're going to do more. Exactly. But I find it interesting that there's not a lot of testing going on, especially like in our state and some of these states that have been shut down. The testing is not up to par. And so from a scientific perspective, I just, you know, I don't think the numbers are right. The numbers aren't right because we don't have all the data in front of us. We have piecemeal data. We have subpar data. We have incomplete data. And data is just, data is power. Data is knowledge. Knowledge is power. You got to have the data in order to see the whole picture. We don't have the whole picture. And people are so willing to go, oh, yeah, I'll just totally do whatever you tell me to do. You don't know.
And if people are actually watching clips of this podcast, they're going to be all, I can't believe you guys aren't 6 feet apart. This is what we're hearing in our Facebook lives.
And they'll be pissed at us for saying the things that we're saying. You know, that they're going to be mad. They're going to be like, they hate people.
They want everybody to die.
They want people to die. This is what they're going to say. Because that's the thing. You see the stars, like the celebrities. You see all these people that get out and they're like, they're doing all their little PSAs to stay at home. Because, you know, they are better. They're benevolent. They're so compassionate. They're so caring.
Idris Elba is actually suggesting now that he's over COVID that we should self-quarantine for a week every single year to just remember this time.
Yeah,
because he has the luxury of being able to do that without it having an effect on him.
He's a gajillionaire, so he can do that. Meanwhile, there are people in small businesses who had small businesses who probably worked their whole adult life to open, to scrimp and save and then invest in those businesses who have been destroyed. And now they're on the government dole. Now they're one of the 22 million people who are taking welfare checks from the government, from us, right? From the people out here who are on the government dole, and they don't have jobs and they don't want to be doing that. But the government is like, yeah, you can't be open. You small business over here can't be open. But, you know, Target, Walmart, Meijer, Kroger, Home Depot, Lowe's, all those big stores can stay open.
Right.
But they're crowded. People are all over those places. I go by them every single day going back and forth to work, and there's tons of people in the parking lot. But the small businesses, makes no sense. This is another one of these rules. I just don't.
It doesn't make any sense.
But no one questions it.
You're safe in Walmart, but you're not safe at a small boutique.
Like a small mom and pop shop. You're not
safe.
That
probably no more than three people are ever in anyway.
At a time. It makes no sense, y'all. Makes no sense. Just, you know, it's okay to question things. It's okay to ask the questions. You can still be benevolent. You can still love your neighbor. You can still, you know, love your family. You can still be concerned about the older people in your life, the people with comorbidities, the people with pre-existing conditions. You can still be like, hey, maybe they should stay home.
Right.
Maybe, you know, I should, you know, look after them. Maybe those people should be extra super duper careful, you know, but it's okay to ask the questions. It's okay to question these people.
It's just not okay to organize those questions on Facebook.
Yeah.
You are no longer allowed to do that.
Right?
That is not okay.
You can't do that in America. Yeah. So this is the stuff that we're seeing. It's just a little bit concerning. And I hope everybody's paying attention because it's a slippery slope, right?
It's I swear to God, we're becoming China like right before our very eyes.
And it's happened so quickly.
I mean, think about those two stories that we've just talked about together. When we've got a mayor of the biggest city in America saying, snitch on your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And we've got the biggest social media platform saying, you are being denied your ability to organize and peacefully protest an idea that the government doesn't agree with. You're not allowed to disagree with the government. Snitch on your neighbors. Don't disagree with your government. I don't know how much more China we can get than that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And they're doing it under the guise of, you know, it's because we care about you.
And we know best for you.
We know it's best for you.
And they clearly don't.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, on the very last day of February, Dr. Fauci, who, of course, Democrats love to hold up as the expert, the all-knowing, he was telling us on February 29th, oh, yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Get out. Go do your thing. Now, that may change. But right now, go do all the things. Mm-hmm. Be out in public. Do all the don't stop living your life. And then now people are like, I can't believe that Trump didn't shut down the country in January when there were five people who had it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mad at him.
Yeah, they're mad at him. Meanwhile, he said the travel ban to China, he did that. And they were like, he's such a racist.
You just can't win.
He's such a xenophobe.
I think everybody hopefully can admit that we don't know everything there is to know about this virus.
Oh my God, we don't. We're still learning.
Of course we're going to learn things along the way. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's so important to not immediately place blame or try to say stuff like Trump has the blood of all the people who have died on his hands.
Does that mean that Obama has all the blood of the people with H1N1 on his hands? I mean, this is the thing. You can't do that with presidents, any president. You can't do that. This is a virus. It's a new virus. It's evolving. We have to learn about it. The medical professionals can't agree.
Right.
They just simply can't. And we have to all kind of work together and figure out what this is all about. And like I said before, a lot of it has to do with gathering the data. We don't have the data.
Right.
And it may take us a year and a half, 2 years to just gather data and figure it out. It's going to take that long to get a vaccine. I think it took 10 years to get the testing and the data for HIV.
But meanwhile, the cure cannot be worse than the virus. And so we've got to get the country back open. We got to get people back to work. If you disagree with that, what the hell is even wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many reports we need to see about more domestic abuse, more child abuse, mm-hmm. more divorces, more suicides.
Yeah.
This is affecting people and killing people.
I think, what is it?
That don't have the virus.
People are, the mental health prescriptions, all the prescriptions for antidepressants and whatnot are just, they're skyrocketing right now because they're being told they have to stay in their houses.
And look at all the food bank lines, mm-hmm. right? Like there's miles and miles of cars waiting to get basic needs for their family. They're running out of food. Mm-hmm. So we're okay with people just starving, but all to protect the vulnerable who may get this virus and may be okay.
Yeah.
This is insane. And we can't listen, at some point a choice has to be made. And I'm not choosing some lives over other lives. I'm saying we have to move forward. We can't just live like this forever.
There has to be balance. There just has to be a balance. And
we damn well better be able to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I get that those radio hosts that we mentioned earlier left by choice. Mm-hmm. They weren't fired. They decided after not being able to come to an agreement with their program director that they had to go because they believe in what they're saying. They want to be able to say it. But, I mean, when we've got stories like, snitching on your neighbors and Facebook, preventing you from organizing, our right to say what we want, I'm afraid, is eroding.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Well, I mean, in essence, theirs kind of was too.
Yeah.
Because they were in a talk radio position where they were hired to say what they thought about things. They just couldn't say what they thought about that particular issue.
Right.
So they were like, well, I guess we're going to go and we're going to have to go find a job separate job someplace else. And that kind of sucks.
It really sucks.
It kind of sucks because, there used to be a time where they could actually say what they thought about things. And so it's one of the many examples of how this virus has just kind of made people a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think people just need to start remembering who we are. Just remember who we are. We're not everybody else. We're not every other country. We're America, man. We're America.
And let's keep it.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep America. Yeah. Remember our founding fathers. Remember who we are. I mean, if you haven't taken a civics class, maybe read a couple books.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah, now is the time because it's kind of important.
I don't ever want us to stop saying the things.
Yeah.
I mean, even when it pisses people off, which it almost always does.
Oh, it usually does. We've got a lot of people that get pissed. But
Andrew on iTunes is not pissed.
Oh.
He says, thanks for keeping it real, ladies. Damn straight, Andrew.
We always do, Andrew.
He said, I used to live in Indianapolis. I've since moved to Oklahoma City. I'm a faithful listener of your WIBC podcast. I love the banter on the show. You all are as American as it gets. Keep fighting the good fight and being the poker in the PCI.
Ooh.
I love that.
I like that, too.
I love that.
That visual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also have a message from Christine Hendrick, who said, and by the way, this is on iTunes. You should leave us a review and a comment if you can, because that helps this podcast. And it also, you should subscribe to it if you haven't already, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast. Christine wrote, first off, I love both of you. You're a breath of fresh air. You're wonderful. I love your way of getting political correctness across in your own ways. In other words, there is no political correctness. I love you young gals. You're both great. Please do not change. I just love her because she said, young.
She said we're young. Wow.
I mean, I haven't heard that.
I haven't either. You're a whippersnapper. Look at you.
Teacher Tina said, I try to start my day with you ladies every weekday. I love listening to you. Since we are the same age, I feel if I live closer to you, we would be the best of friends.
Well, she is young too.
She's super young.
She is.
Just like us.
You guys, we love those. We love those, and we love y'all. And everybody just, you know.
Speak your mind. Don't be afraid.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to do that. It's like we always say about, you know, just like conservatism in general, who you are. Don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid.
Yeah. Don't let fear rule your life.
Yeah. And it doesn't make you a bad person if you start saying some of these things. You can still love people, right?
And ask questions. It's okay. You can love people, worry about people, care about the virus affecting people. And also care about overreach.
And I feel like that's a good example for your kids, too. Mm-hmm. You should always ask the questions. It's called critical thinking, man.
Try it.
Yeah. You guys, you can find us on all the places. Instagram and Twitter at Chicks on Right. We have a Facebook page, unless that guy from Gleeborg 9 decides to shut us down.
I mean, at this point, you just never know.
You just don't know. It's Chicks on the Right. And then we have a Facebook group, too. You can join that as well. And where are the other places? Our website.
ChicksOnTheRight.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in listening to us every single day, at least weekdays, you can do that at WIBC.com from 9 to 11 Eastern, Monday through Friday.
You guys have a fabulous week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.